This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview.
Ben Turney, the CEO of Kavango Resources, is with me today. Ben, hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mark. Bit of a long weekend, quite an exciting weekend as we got to the bottom of the Karoo Gabbro. We really didn't know where it was going to stop. Hit the bottom of it yesterday. It was all sort of quite good fun and games at Kavango HQ over the weekend.
Oh, good. Good to hear. Well, today we are going to be talking about that. This is, of course, in your KSZ project. Now, the A2 target was your primary target, one of your primary targets, in the news today stating you've drilled 587 metres and you've stopped drilling at 10 metres below the contact with the Karoo Gabbro. So tell me, how are you feeling today? And give us the rundown on this first drill hole on in the programme.
I'm feeling really good, Mark. I feel very confident. I mean, obviously, it's too early for us to start talking about discovery or economic discovery, but that was never the objective with this hole. Our primary goal was to get to the bottom. And I've got to say, the job that Mindaya has done for us and Equity Drilling has been fantastic. We've got superb quality of cores from surface all the way to the bottom, to the extent we've even managed to core the sands. So we've now got that geological data that we've always needed since we've been working on the KSZ. We've been through the bottom of quite a deep Karoo Gabbro. We know we're pretty convinced it was Karoo Gabbro because of the presence of Karoo sediments on either side. And you can clearly see at the contact points with that the chilled margins. I mean, this really does say that we are in sort of the prime exploration territory. And then what we've seen on the way down in the hole, like I say, it's a bit too early to talk about economic discoveries, but that wasn't the goal with this hole. I mean, this is our first deep hole that we've drilled in the KSZ. And now it's up to us to go and do the full sweep analysis on all of the rocks so we can learn more about the system's potential. So, yeah, we're feeling really good today. It's obviously, we're fully funded as well. So we're looking forward to mobilising the rig 1,000 metres from where it currently is to go and test this geophysical target and also the geological structure as well. And, yeah, we're feeling good.
Okay, so a successful start then with this first drill hole in the programme.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly we've got to the bottom, we've got the cores, and look, until we get the actual assay results through, we're not going to know what those cores are telling us. We've seen evidence of sulfides on the way down. We've seen evidence of sulfides within the gabbros as well. Whether those are magmatic sulfides, again, that's why we need to perform all the tests that we do. But so far, so good. It's looking like this program is going to deliver what we need in terms of proof of concept. And ultimately, it all comes down to the geology. If the system does host these deposits, we will obviously pull together the evidence that confirms that. And certainly when we come to drill the B target in particular with that 8,200 Siemens reading, that conductance reading, I mean, who knows what that might lead to. If we do get lucky, we might well make a major economic discovery.
So you mentioned there about, and the RNS also says about visual inspection of the cores confirming presence of sulfides. I noticed as well there was no mention of XRF in the RNS. I mean, are you able to get a feel for how these what might be there for at the moment, or are you really having to wait for the assay results?
Well, okay, so it's a bit difficult at the moment working with the core. So the way that core is extracted, Mark, is Mindaya were running what are called 3-meter runs. So they were extracting 3 meters of core at a time. We're going to post some videos on our website now that we took over the course of the drill, just sort of showing shareholders how core is actually extracted. And what they'll immediately see then is the challenge of actually working with those rocks, because you're dealing with these 3-meter long pipes at this stage. We talked in the RNS about getting the core cutter to mobilise. That's now happening, and the core cutting is ongoing. We think that's going to take about 3 to 4 weeks. Once we've cut the core down into more manageable pieces, at that point we'll be able to conduct more thorough visual analysis, because obviously we'll be able to see more inside the cores. But we'll also perform the XRF analysis. Now, I know that quite a few people have been sort of speculating about the lack of mention of XRF in the RNS this morning. I've got to say it was just simply an oversight. We obviously got to the bottom of the target, well, not target depth, we got to the bottom of the hole yesterday. We obviously had to put the most material information out into an RNS ready for this morning. But in terms of the XRF, we will perform that analysis once the core has been cut and it's taken to our headquarters at Hookuntsie. So we have a house that we use and we'll be storing the core there. So we will perform XRF analysis, but It is worth pointing out that, you know, XRF machines, they can give unreliable readings. So while on the one hand, it potentially could give us quite a useful indicator, whether anyone should really hang their hat on those is very debatable. What we all really need to do now is we just need to wait for the assay tests, wait for the whole rock analysis, wait for the petrological work that will be done by the people that we've worked with in the past. And at that point, we really are going to have as comprehensive a view of the KSZ potential as we could hope for.
So I've noticed this term in the RNS, Ben, fire assays. Can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, so fire assays is the test that you use to try and identify platinum group elements. So platinoids tend to be invisible to the naked eye. So even when conducting visual inspection of core samples, as we just talked about, you won't necessarily see sort of the PGE content. Now, as we've previously released in announcements, one of the interesting things that came out of the research from the University of Leicester is we got some very interesting readings on PGE content. Now, some of the stuff that we've seen on the way down in this hole suggests that this is an exploration lead that we should really pursue. So we've sort of explicitly mentioned the fire assays today. It was also feedback we got from another firm who suggested that this was something that they would want to see. So again, it's too early to judge or to make any firm comments on this. We're just simply outlining the process, but we are going to perform fire assay testing on the gabbros that we've brought to surface.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, I noticed as well a comment or a point, I should say, in the RNS. It talks about a possible volcanic feeder zone. So what can you say about that?
Yeah, well, okay. So look, we've talked about feeder zones a bit. And as anyone who knows about these systems will know, that the feeder zones can be the most prospective areas to search for major metal deposits in. Because if you imagine the magma coming up through surface, it obviously passes through one area before the sort of plumes of magma and at the surface lava sort of span out in different directions. Now, because of obviously the width and depth of these feeder zones, that's where obviously all of the material passes through. And if this sulfur saturation process occurred, which we believe it did, and we've encountered more coal, which potentially is the source of sulfur to enable sulfur saturation, the feeder zones can, you know, really can be where sort of you find the biggest targets to explore. Now, one of the reasons that we didn't go for this feeder zone that we're going for now, or what I should say, what we think is a feeder zone based on our 3D modelling, is that to drill deeper down into it will take us quite a lot deeper. Now, that will take us through the Karoo Age gabbros, which are about give or take 160 million years old. And we think it will take us to a contact point with the Proterozoic gabbros, which are about a billion years old. Now, the reason we didn't drill that hole initially is because obviously it's a fair bit deeper than the current one. We needed to see sort of what sort of job Mindeo would do. You know, they obviously, we were very encouraged by the preparation work they did. They're an extremely professional outfit with a fantastic track record. But just from a risk management point of view, it did make sense to drill the shallower hole first, which obviously went a bit deeper than we expected. So, but we now feel very confident to go and drill this second hole, which is testing the same geophysical target that we targeted on this last hole. So this one from the A2 TDEM survey, but it's also in the same geological system as well. And if it turns out that this is the feeder for this particular area, then yeah, it could really yield some extremely valuable geological data for us.
Okay, good. So you're going to move 1,000 meters and get drilling the second hole. So the program is continuing as planned. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I sort of hesitate a little bit to ask. It's regarding the share price. It's always a funny area to talk about with a CEO, but I ask because of two reasons. One, because the market reaction to this is, you know, the share price is obviously down this morning. But second, of course, I noticed that the CEO options, your CEO options, were awarded 7.5 pence after the share price has been at 15p for 5 days, I think. So we've got a couple of things there to maybe talk about around the share price and the market reaction. What, first of all, do you think about the market reaction to this news, and why is it down?
It's baffling to me. I don't normally talk on share price movements. I don't really feel it's my job, but I saw that we were down 10%, just before we started this call. And the thing is, I don't see how anybody could see today as a reason to sell or even to buy, frankly. We've announced we've got to target depth. We've shared the information that we have, and the simple fact we haven't even cut the core yet. I don't see how anybody could be taking anything too definitive out of this RNS. We tried to be as careful as we could to, not to sort of make any definitive claims and to outline what the process is moving forward. But equally, short term, how much does short term share price moves really matter? We've got plenty of cash in the bank. We've got a very clearly defined exploration program, the KSZ, which we've just expanded as well. We've taken it from 3 holes up to 6. That's quite significant news. We're not in the business of wasting shareholders' money. While on the one hand we are very well cashed up, we've also got to treat every pound as if it's our last, because at the moment we do have a finite amount of money. So for us to be expanding the program, I think, it indicates our degree of confidence and how we're feeling about how things are moving forward. But then we've also got the KCB in the background, and the way everything's shaping up there, that's really looking fantastic. So I think short term, a bit of market weakness doesn't really affect the business, but potentially just shakes out some of those weaker hands that are out there.
Mm-hmm. But clearly you're still confident as well, and your director options there, that's multiples of where we are today.
Yeah, so that's obviously it's an equity incentive scheme. Now, again, I've seen a lot of time in the past, sort of significant options awards that are either they don't really have very sort of extensive performance criteria attached to them. And I don't want to be a hypocrite here, because even my options that were awarded when I first joined the board, they didn't have exactly a massive hurdle for me to overcome. In this instance, when I talked to the board about this, I wanted to make sure that if I really do deliver in this role as CEO, and if we do make major discoveries and we deliver a fundamental, significant fundamental return to shareholders, my goal is to make a great deal of money. And I want to be able to make that money once I know that I've made a lot of money for the company. So we had obviously a very short window of opportunity to announce these options. We're coming up to the closed period for our interims, obviously. And as we were expecting, we thought we'd be inside for a prolonged period. Once we'd sort of gone through Gabbro and we'd got core up, and obviously those core samples are being sent off for all the analysis. And to be honest, I'm now expecting to be inside for a number of months while we are performing that analysis.
Okay. So for the number of months, what can the market look forward to? Of course, the drilling program continues, assay results to come, and also the downhole EM as well.
Well, it starts with the downhole EM. So Spectral's mobilizing the probe out to the site now. That started yesterday. We're looking to commence that downhole EM later this week. It'll be very interesting to see what we encounter. We're looking probably at a range of about 300 to 400 meters, I would guess, at sort of an optimum level, maybe a bit further if we're fortunate. So that will obviously give us a view of what's underneath where we got to, but also to the east and more significantly to the west. It's sort of from this hole we're facing very much towards the west, where the second hole is sited, and sort of the more that we can learn about what happens geologically in that gap in between, I think the more evidence that we'll build up about the system's potential. So TDEM surveys first, and then it will be a case of getting the rock sample, the core samples off to assay testing and back to the UK as well. So we'll be sending some up. So the assay testing will be done in South Africa, but the other whole rock analysis, that will be done with the experts, Dr. David Holwell and Dr. Martin Prendergast, who we've used in the past, who've done such great work for us. So obviously we're mobilising to the new rig site, and that drill we hope to start in the next week or so. And then obviously we mobilise up to target area B, which from an exploration point of view, that's the big one. We mobilised to A first simply because it's closer, and we brought B forward in terms of the drilling schedule rather than mobilising to C next because of what we've learned from this latest hole. Okay. And it makes sense for us to go for our big target.
Okay. And any idea on timelines for assays, or is it too early to say?
Well, we're going to put the whole lot together and then release it as a comprehensive report. I think that decision's actually been vindicated today by the market reaction. The sort of the volatility that putting one announcement out can cause when at this stage we simply don't know what the results are. I mean, we've certainly got encouraging indicators, but I think until we're able to say to people definitively, right, this is what we found across the entire program, I don't think we'd be doing our shareholders any service, to be honest, because, you know, exploration is a very complicated exercise, and it can take some, you know, very sort of careful analysis and consideration before you actually know what you found.
Okay, well, Ben Turney, the CEO of Kavango Resources, thank you very much for your time giving us that update on the drill program at the KSZ project.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.